Today on Real Lives in Australia, we are discussing the issue of homelessness, which is unfortunately on the rise in Australia. We'd like to welcome researcher Stephen Tao to the show to talk to us about how people become homeless and what we can do to help. Welcome to the show, Stephen. And let's start with a very important question. How does someone end up homeless?
Good morning, Natalie. It's good to be here. Well, homelessness happens for many different reasons, and it is a complex issue. My investigation has shown that a person who becomes homeless might have family problems, be unemployed, or have health issues. It may also be that they simply cannot afford to rent a home.
How many people are homeless in Australia?
Well, the Australian Bureau of Statistics 2016 census revealed that homelessness had increased by 13.7% compared with the previous census. That means that around 116,000 people were recorded as homeless, and nearly 60,000 of them were under 35 years old.
Wow, Stephen. I had no idea. What help is available to those who find themselves homeless?
There are services and organisations that specialise in helping homeless people to find accommodation, offering support so that people can get their lives back on track. Many members of the public, both young and old, volunteer their time for these organisations by working at soup kitchens, providing emergency accommodation, or helping homeless people find employment.
You mention young people volunteering. I've seen school students sort and pack boxes full of donated goods for homeless people in need. Another way in which students help is by fundraising for charitable organisations that help homeless people.
Yes, it is wonderful to see people from many different age groups helping those who are less fortunate. Volunteers also prepare meals for people in need, and local businesses donate food and distribute the food through vans or shelters.
What else can be done to help reduce homelessness?
In my opinion, one of the key ways to reduce the risk of homelessness is to build enough quality homes. Everyone should have access to safe and affordable housing. Secondly, people should have access to affordable healthcare services. And thirdly, people must have the opportunity to connect with their community. One good example would be green spaces where people can garden together.
It seems that ending and preventing homelessness is not as simple as finding jobs for people or giving them money. I hope that our listeners have learnt other ways in which they can offer help.